This is JIS News. Coming up, government expected to conclude Harmony Cove negotiations later this month. More persons benefiting from overseas employment and Heart Foundation providing free health screenings throughout February. The details after this message.
We want a productive Jamaica. We all are productive Jamaicans. Productivity to move forward on this land. That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. The government is expected to conclude negotiations with Chinese firm Sinohydro later this month regarding the Harmony Cove development project. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips made the announcement in Parliament Tuesday while giving an update on his visit to China from December 13 to 22 last year.
A high-level delegation of officials from Sinohydro will visit Kingston later this month to conclude, we hope, negotiations for the financing of this project and for the equity investment to be undertaken. The government of Jamaica indicated to the parties involved in the transaction that the government of Jamaica was not prepared to wait beyond this year for the conclusion of arrangements with potential Chinese partners to move this project forward.
Harmony Cove is a 2,300-acre property in Trelawney being developed into a world-class resort. The project is expected to create a major economic surge on the North Coast through direct and indirect job creation, tax revenue, and a boost in foreign exchange inflows. Employment under the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Overseas Work Programme is expected to exceed 13,400 for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. The number is an increase over the 11,411 Jamaicans who benefited from job opportunities overseas during the 2012-2013 financial year. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the majority of the opportunities were realized in the Canadian labor market, where more than 7,000 placements took place under the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. Another 591 opportunities were secured under the Skilled and Low-Skilled Program in the fast food, hospitality, trucking, and healthcare industries. Minister Kellyer was speaking at the handing over of buses to the Overseas Employment Services Center in Kingston. The event also saw ground being broken for construction of a pavilion for recruits utilizing the center. The community of Mountain View in Kingston is set to benefit from increased broadband internet service. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell has pledged to work with the Excelsior Community College to establish a facility to provide access to broadband internet service for Mountain View residents, this through financing from the Universal Access Fund. The minister also pledged to cover the costs for providing the internet service for the facility's first year of operation. Minister Paulwell says he believes that the increased access will lead to improved academic performances for students of the community, particularly boys.
This is a way to transform the communities, to get those youngsters, especially the boys, the males, who, for them, coming and sitting into a classroom with the traditional method, it's boring. And I think this is a way to get back some of those youngsters into a setting that will be truly interesting for them.
The minister was speaking at the launch of Excelsior Community College's 40th anniversary celebrations on Tuesday. And residents across the island are to access free heart, blood pressure and sugar screenings by the Heart Foundation of Jamaica throughout February. The screenings are part of the foundation's education campaign geared towards raising awareness and reducing cardiovascular diseases among citizens.
Heart disease, unfortunately, continues to be the leading cause of death in Jamaica. And during Heart Month in February annually, we take this time to sensitize the public as to the risk factors for heart disease and what they can do to prevent it. And if we find that they have a problem, we help them to get treatment.
Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Deborah Chen, speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Call 926-6492 for a schedule of the screenings. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.